All right, let's go to Kay in Florida, and she's got a question about losing weight and having healthy blood sugar. Oh, and you're even a little dizzy, huh? How old are you, Kay?
I'm 47.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
240.
Okay. Well, the first thing that we want to look at when we're trying to lose weight is to make sure we can digest our food. That's number one. Okay? So often what happens is that as we hit, 30, 35, we're eating cooked food and kind of wear out our digestive capacity. So what we recommend is you use about two or three digest at the start of meals, okay? And then at the end of the meals, you would take the HCL detox kit. And here you have betaine hydrochloride. And at your weight and your age, you'd want about 6 HCL and about 3 activator. The activator is live source of potassium from tomato, and the synergist needed to make it work, typically from turmeric and other agents. And so now you've got the ability to not only promote the best digestion, but also to promote some potential remethylation for the cell or youthification for the cell. Step one. Step two, we want to promote the healthiest hormone balance. And what we have found for people that have difficulty with weight is that usually 3-quantum adaptogen taken at breakfast can be a very, very big help, regardless of weight. That seems to be an excellent amount. And then replacing breakfast with something like Slim Body Whey, and making that with a fruit that's okay for you. Those two things have been shown to help 92% of people who could not lose weight any other way lose weight. So I think this may be a big help to you. But also there's something called 10 Secrets of Being Fit, Fast, and Being Healthy. This teaches many secrets that can work for a lifetime to control your weight. I know when I hit 29, I was 208 pounds, and I saved a picture of that. I call it my chipmunk shot. I have successfully kept myself from that weight for 30 years, so I'm very proud of that.
And congratulations.
Thank you. And believe me, if you've handled weight, you know it's an achievement, okay? So, and that's how I see it. But I did one thing that's not in that 10 Secrets, and that's why I'm saying this, and that is I made a decision at age 28 that I would no longer eat for pleasure, I would eat for fuel. And if you can get your mind and heart there, then you don't feel you've given up anything, you don't feel disappointed. When you eat the meal, you eat to a point where you're almost full, but you're not full, and you stop right there. And I have found that is one of the greatest secrets. And I'm not getting my pleasure from food. I'm going to go out and have some fun. I'm going to do something else. But I am not counting on the food to be my source of the pleasure, okay? It's a fuel. Get this. If you can change gears on that, I think you can have a new life, okay?
I'll sure try.
And I know it's a trick. And you'll get a document when you call the order line called 10 Secrets. And this will go through things like not eating late at night, getting up about the same time, going to bed about the same time, basic, simple things, doing a little exercise. And if all you can do, and I would guess for your weight, all I'd recommend you do is either swim or walk at just something that moves the lymph system, that gets that body up out of the couch. And whatever you can do, that's what I would do, Kay, okay?
Okay.
And you'll find that if you can also ask them to do a body type. There are three basic ancient body types according to Ayurveda, Pitta, Kapha, Vata. And you're probably a Kapha, and the Kaphas, when they walk by and inhale near the food, they gain weight. And
yeah.
what you can do, I'm a mixture, so I'm not quite that bad off. But what I would say is that the key here is once you know your body type, you can get a diet that's really for that body type, And then you can have fruit and vegetables and things that you like that are compatible to your body metabolism, so it's way easier to hold the weight, okay? So those are a couple of secrets, because what I'd like you to think of for this weight loss program is not just getting some weight down, saying get in a bathing suit or do whatever. You want to think, whatever you're going to do, can I do this for 50 years? And if the answer is yes, then you're cool. But if you're starting to try to do something, you say, oh, Lord, I can't do this for 50 years. Okay, then you got the wrong program. So when we get a food selection list, you find what you like in that selection list, and that's what you begin to eat. And as you do that, it's way easier for the pounds to roll off. Okay?
Okay.
I think you're going to love it. I can tell you.
I'm sure game for it, I'll tell you. I'm tired of this.
Yo-yo weight is maddening. You know, I must say this has worked for a lifetime, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I want to give it to as many people as I can, and I sure hope that it helps you and your family. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you very much, Dr. Marshall. God bless.
Thank you. Bye now.